I believe that the Lord God created the universe. I believe that he sent his only son to die for my sins. And I believe that ancient Jews built boats and sailed to America. I am a Mormon.
In 2011, the Book of Mormon opened as Broadway's biggest musical hit in years. It's a fast and funny extravaganza with a catchy score, plus an abundance of clever humor that keeps audiences happily entertained. It takes pointed jabs and delivers pungent barbs at the Mormon Church and its rigorous dogma, zealous rules, lifestyle directives, and dictatorial doctrines. The show has finally arrived locally at ASU Gamage, where the tour plays until November 8th in an already sold-out engagement that should have played longer to accommodate local ticket demand. What has never been explained is why it took this triumphant show so long to play here. ASU Gamage boasts that Phoenix has become a significant market for touring Broadway musicals, and audiences here regularly see Broadway shows quickly. It has been speculated by many that local opposition to the show's irreverent portrayal of the Mormon Church kept the tour from stopping here, even though two national American tours had played many smaller American markets, including Salt Lake City, home of the Mormon Church. The musical is marvelously funny, with laugh-a-minute dialogue and a clever score expertly crafted by Trey Parker and Matt Stone of South Park fame, plus Robert Lopez, who created Avenue Q. And yes, the show points out Mormon foibles and hypocrisy, but what institution isn't subject to humorous mockery? While the show jabs and barbs its subject, it's never mean. The show's conclusion tells audiences that every religion serves a valid purpose for its followers. Most of the show's damning criticism comes from doubters who have never seen or enjoyed the show's vibrantly funny theatricality. The story traces two devout Mormon prophets, Elder Price and Elder Cunningham, who fly to Africa on their appointed mission. They ingratiate themselves and their religion into the initially doubting people. The musical deals with two divergent cultures that conquer their differences. Wildly energetic staging plus clever dances by Casey Nikoloff and Arthur Parker delivers exuberance so the show comes to a comically zinging life. Simple sets swirl into place so audiences always know where every funny moment occurs. Bold costumes add further levity. Most impressive is a stellar cast that duplicates the spirited energy that pervaded the show's original Broadway production. Stalwart Elder Price, the most regimented of the two missionaries, is played with blind devotion by Billy Harrigan Teague, while his blustery and bumbling sidekick, Elder Cunningham, is played with zany vaudevillian shtick by A.J. Holmes. Able support comes from Alexandra Nakube as an African believer, Stanley Wayne Mathis as a bossy local general, Brian Beach as Elder McKinley, another missionary, and Ron Bomber, who plays multiple roles with distinction. The Book of Mormon is one of the best Broadway tours to play locally in a long time, and it earns 5 stars out of 5. For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.